This is episode 94 of the Rev Thinking Podcast. I'm Joel Pilger.
That's what makes it really special. It's going live this coming Thursday, December 10th, 5 p.m. PST, 8 p.m. EST.
Welcome to Rev Thinking, the podcast for creative entrepreneurs who know the best way to deal with the future is to create it.
Carlos, Bevan, Millie. Welcome. It's good to have the three of you in this conversation.
It's great to be here.
Yeah, thank you, Joel.
Thank you.
Millie, this is your first time for you and I having a conversation. We've only corresponded over email. So thanks for being a part of this. I'm actually a little curious to hear from each of you just to tell me, what is your role at Motionographer or the Motion Awards? And Millie, since you and I are new to each other, at least our voices, tell me first, what is your role?
So my role as the director of the Motion Awards is really about campaigning for the Motion Awards the year that we're going into. So it's really about getting the community hyped up to submit those submissions and reaching out to the over 200 creatives that we have on board as our amazing jury. It's been such an honor this year because I've been on the other side of the spectrum and really taking this seat and seeing the amazing platform that Motionographer has developed is so inspiring. And we just want to share that with the community as a whole. Just reaching out to judges, past judges that have been with us. This is now their third time with us. Hearing their feedback mm-hmm. on the platform and how inspired they get by seeing the new work and the technology that's coming through. It just fuels. It fuels the whole movement. And then hearing from people that are submitting and so happy that to see the Motion Awards come back again and be a part of it, like that in itself is also so rewarding. So there's so many pieces of this throughout the year that needs to be curated. And this is our first Motion Awards live. So it's a huge orchestration.
Well, I'm excited to dive into that and hear all about that. But first, Bevan, tell me, just maybe introduce yourself. Tell me your name and title, if you will.
Sure. Hi, I'm Bevan. I'm the editor-in-chief over at Motionographer and director of the F5 Festival. And at Motionographer right now, my focus is digging through thousands of incredible motion design projects and beyond, in curating them for our community, as well as looking for other projects that inspire and take us to the next level.
And Carlos, my old friend.
Hey, Joel.
It's good to see you and have you
good
here.
To see you too.
You have just a bit of history with Motionographer, we should say. What is your role at Motionographer, Carlos?
Well, the last email, you editing this, right?
Yes, of course.
The last email, they called me the chief cheerleader. I'm like, okay.
That works.
Yeah, that works. Yeah, actually, it's a very accurate title. My role in Motion Office since the beginning has been, I always, you know this, I've been behind the scenes trying to, like, you know, make the whole world aware of what motion design is. So through Motion Office, we get to do that. You know, to have a place, a platform where everybody that does motion design finds other people, emerging talents, emerging trends. So Motionographer has always been about doing what we love and share it with the world and make a place where everybody can see what we do.
And I'm curious, because Carlos, you might probably have the biggest or best backstory on this. When did the idea of saying, hey, let's create the Motion Awards. How long ago did that idea first enter the world?
That enter the world is because, you know, I've been doing motion design for 30 years. So for me, the best thing, you know, there is, and all these award shows besides, you know, Promax BDA, you know, there was the only award that would recognize broadcast design and motion design. But they have the Emmys, you know. And so I all started that the Emmys only have one category for it's called art direction and graphic design. And 2 times already my team was nominated, and my team was very happy, and even for the nomination it was an honor. But the last time my team lost, you know, it was the elections look for NBC against Dinosaur from Nat Geo, Spaceship from Discovery Channel. So it was special effects competing against motion design. So I started to talk to the Emmys, and they were very receptive. And, you know, the conversation here and back, they couldn't understand the difference. I'm like, okay, I'm going to tell you. It's a toaster against a blender. So, you know, right. You need to create a new category. So those conversations fall through because I was very busy, blah, blah. And suddenly I'm like, you know what? There is not a recognition for the whole craft. There's nothing that celebrates motion design of the full spectrum of what we do. So that's how Motion Awards came out. Let's have our own award done by us for us.
And how has it, maybe, and anyone can speak to this, any one of you three, how has it evolved from that original idea of, hey, let's have an awards, and were there few categories to begin with, and few entries, few, you know, small, and it's grown to what now? How has it changed over the years?
I can answer that one because I'm the oldest one in the Motion Awards. The thing is that when first created the Motion Awards, we didn't just me and Justin did it, right? We have the idea, I think, but we consulted with a whole big committee, you know, executive producer of different studios and things. And I was very stubborn about my ideas and what I wanted. So we created categories because the other thing that happens, you know, you cannot have a piece done for news competing against sports in the same category competing against film. So the first thing was to try to divide the categories based on the platform that we're airing on. Because I come from news, I done entertainment, so you couldn't compete at something with a big budget, with a small budget that needs to make air the next day. So we tried to separate so people will not compete against different areas. So that's the first thing. And has evolved because, like, we got, of course, we have challenges. It was the first time we did it. You know, there was a lot of confusion between what a visual essay was and an infographic was because they were mixed. So every time we will start to split more the categories and put them. Right now, for example, we're combining TV with streaming instead of separating them. Mm. So now, like this year, TV and streaming is on the one category. It's the same thing right now.
Well, that's good to know. So some categories have actually merged and not just simply multiplied over the years.
Yeah, some category has been separated to create more, you know, put every piece in where they belong. And some categories have merged.
Yeah.
And so basically, that's a big change. The rest hasn't changed. There's no second place. There's no, you have to pass the score. And I will leave the surprise for the Motion Awards Live, how we explain how we do it. How it's done. It's not, we don't do it. The judges do it. But how we set up the process.
All right. So you just mentioned Motion Awards Live. That's a really big word. Because right now, we're in the middle of COVID. But coming up in a very short period of time, and Millie, I'll ask this question to you. What's up with Motion Awards Live?
Okay, so I'm probably going to start this question and pass it off to Bevan because the Motion Awards Live is a new entity for the Motion Awards. We never did this before, so it's something that we really needed to hire a director for it. And that's where Bevan stepped in to really direct the vision for the Motion Awards Live and, you know, do what we do best. And this production has been like no other. Like I said, the orchestration behind this with over 20 studios coming in to do the title openings and 20 judges doing the announces and so on and so on. So I'm going to kick it over to Bevan so she could really get you the background story on it.
Millie, you did a great job. And it's so great working with you because you have such a great connection with the judges who, as Millie mentioned, we have over 20 judges who will be announcing the nominees and then 20 winners who will be giving their speeches. And we've collaborated with over 20 studios across the globe to make the graphics package. And it's truly beautiful and a project that showcases our community. And when we say it's for us and by us, it truly is something that we've been relying on a little bit of help from our friends. And that's what makes it really special. It's going live this coming Thursday, December 10th, 5 p.m. PST, 8 p.m. EST. So catch it on themotionawards.com.
Yeah, and this is the first time it's ever been live, because give us a sense of, in years prior, what was the unveiling? Was it a web page that would go live and here are the winners and watch them?
How different
is this?
Yeah, actually, that will go back to the question you asked me, how has it evolved? So the first two times that we did the Motion Awards, we did it all online. We will announce the nominees, and after we announce the winners, and we will send the trophies, you know, to whatever they wanted, we would ship them. Right. So when we decided to do a five in 2020 to evolve the Motion Awards, I think it's great that to have the, because the trophy, we spent so much time designing the trophy, you know, it was like, so we wanted to do the live event for the first time inside F5, one of the nights of F5, and have everybody come and, you know, dress up, you know, the speeches, have a big party, celebrate, you know, and, but because of, we didn't do F5 this year, so that's how the idea of doing a Motion Awards live virtually came out, because we didn't want to do F5 virtual, so we decided to do at least the Motion Awards live.
Right.
But,
right.
Yeah, that and was the evolving part of the Motion Awards. Yep.
So, Carlos, you might remember many months ago when you were telling me, Joel, we decided we're going to do the Motion Awards live. And I remember asking you, what does that look like? How's that going to work? And you said, well, we're getting together as a team, and these folks on my team have so many crazy ideas. They're so ambitious. How did you finally land on the format that you have, and what can we look forward to? I know you can't give it all away. Don't tell us any surprises, but what can we expect? And of course, please, Bevan, Millie, you ladies weigh in as well.
The thing is, like, we want everything to be surprised, because it's all, even me, I decided I do this with F5. I don't see the opening titles until I sit there with the audience. I let the creators be creators. I don't want to influence, you know, the creativity. So I did the same thing with Motion Awards. I'm like looking at things like orders and things, but I have barely see half of the graphics, little things of here and there, it's because I want to be surprised too. I'm like, you know, I want me and my team to, like, I don't want to direct them in any ways. You just like, so, but there is a lot of surprises, and we have, I can say we have an after party after it. We haven't tell anyone, but whoever stays until the end, they will know that we have, you know, a virtual DJ. So we're going to be party here from the control. I call it the control room, which is my office. It's the control room. We should be setting it up right now. Yeah. So there's going to be there's going to be you in there too.
Yeah, Joel, you're a surprise.
You're a surprise too.
Well, I was a surprise until this moment.
So, let's put it this way: like, some of the judges, they really went all the way and went crazy in how they do their nomination when they announce the nominations and the winners. It's entertaining, and we have, you know, live entertainment too done in Australia. You know, I don't want to say what it's gonna be.
Right.
So there's a lot.
But I think, Carlos, what you mentioned on there is, like, we wanted to keep the show engaging from beginning to end. So that's why we have 8 studios who made the graphics package as a whole. So each segment will have a new design to it. So it'll keep our audience looking to see what kind of trends or styles or approach they did for the graphics package. And it's really interesting to see how people took the assignment of, hey, make a graphics package in black and gold, go wild. And just those prompts, what they came back with, and the varying creative talents and ideas that are just showcased and mind-blowing. So we are honored.
Yeah. This is where I jump in, right? When they told me that idea, I'm like, are you guys insane? Like, you're gonna have, like, not even the Oscars do. They have one graphic package, and we spend 2 hours looking at the same. Here, there's 8. I only seen one, and I'm already blown away. So I don't want to see the other 7. So we have 8 different graphics package in a 90-minute show.
Yeah, and I really see it. Oh, sorry, Joe.
That's okay. No, go ahead, Millie.
I was just going to say, I really see it as such a huge celebration. You know, going back to what we want to do with the Motion Awards and just celebrate our community and get as many people involved. And this is so momentous for us because it's part of motion design history for us, you know, to do this in this virtual way and roll with each punch that we got throughout the year. We extended the submissions deadline probably 4 times because we realized that our community was going through a pandemic. And, you know, and we're huge procrastinators too. So it's like, okay, guys, you know, oh, I'm sorry. I see the submissions is coming. Can you give us one more week? We really want it. Sure thing. You know, like,
yes.
I've been on that side of the table, so I'm forever gracious about understanding where people are. And at the end of the day, we just want as many creatives to be a part of this to help inspire on this amazing, beautiful platform that's been created.
Well, Millie, I really appreciate what you said there about giving it some historical context, because I know this, when things happen in the world, when they're happening, it's difficult to recognize their significance. But if we do take a step back and we say, how did we get here? Now, of course, I come from the 90s, right? That's when my career started. This was before desktop and the digital revolution and all this stuff. But if somebody had said to me, yeah, in 2020, there's going to be this thing called the Motion Awards, and it's going to be celebrating this industry and this craft and everything, I think that would have really blown my mind. And of course, for me to somehow be involved would just be incredible. So I'm curious maybe to hear from you. How does it feel that way to you? Do you feel like, yeah, this is something that's happening right here amongst us, and as the years unfold, this is going to be a continuing narrative about the best that our industry produces?
It's definitely pushed us in, I think, a different direction that we would have originally taken. You know, originally it's the F5 Festival. We want people there. We want people dressed up. But look at where we are now, and look at what we've had to do to engage this global platform. And besides that, like, we've done things like this summer, we also had our first motionographer summer workshop with a public high school on the Upper East Side. We joined forces with a principal, and Carlos took his teaching position again and was amazing. I mean, he has so many years teaching at NYU that now to translate that to high school kids that are being introduced to motion graphics for the first time, it was so amazing to see these kids start this 8-week class and finish with a knowledge that they will never forget. They will never look at a logo the same way. They'll never look at special effects the same way. We had G Monk come in as a special instructor.
Wow.
You know, so what we gave these kids was an experience like no other. It was a very diverse group. They hadn't been exposed to this level of technology before. So it really fueled us in a way where we were like, yes, we want to use this platform as a source for good. So how do we start doing that? How do we start leveraging the amazing people that we have on our jury and that are part of our community to really make this a movement that will ignite change in a positive way?
Bevan, I think I'm guessing that there are some, like, what's the involvement of students in the Motion Awards? Are there any categories that spotlight student work?
Well, for the award show, we've got 2 categories that spotlight student work, and they were our most competitive with the most entries.
Yes.
And some on fire work. I mean, it was a battle to the finish line to see who was going to win that category. And we know that our industry of motion design is in good hands. I mean, these students are rock stars, and I can't wait to see what they bring to the world. And as Millie was talking, we're all on our screens, and we take for granted how much we are immersed in motion design. And it's important to us as a team to use our knowledge for good. And how can we influence change? And so that really is at the heart of what we're doing. And hopefully the Motion Awards will continue to inspire.
So tell me about the judges. What's that journey been like, that process been like? Because as I discovered when we announced the Motion Award nominees, I guess it was about a month ago, there are a lot of judges. This is not a panel of, you know, six people sitting in an ivory tower somewhere. What's the thinking behind how the judges are selected? How many are there? How does that work?
Our judges, like Bevan said, you know, they're rock stars. My God, you know, the judges are super busy, but super engaging and super willing to give back to a community and a platform that has given them so much. You know, half of these people, this is part of their history. You know, they're like, Motionographer was around when there was no other platforms for me, you know, coming out of school. And I follow it religiously every day, like checking an email. And they know the quality of Motionographer. So that in itself just holds us to such a higher standard, because it is our peers that are checking in on us and being involved with us. The selection process is, we have a lot of legacy judges. I want to say probably 150 of them have been with us from the beginning. And we've acquired a lot of new judges. We really want a broad perspective on these submissions. You know, we don't want any single judge to have too much power. So we get entries looked at several times throughout the judging process.
Yeah, and I can't help but think that there's just a very cool synergy that when you have that many judges that are that engaged, that it's actually part of the community, right? There's such a large group of judges coming from so many different corners in the industry, and they're seeing all this really cool and fresh and new work and new ideas, and that in turn inspires them. And then they later, of course, share that work with others and say, look what I saw and look what these people are doing. And that, I can't help but think that creates somewhat of a virtuous circle, if you will.
Yeah, actually, you're right. Like, some judges say, oh, I love to judge because I find out new trends and I see what the industry is doing. You know, it's like, and I get impressed of Millie constantly telling me, you have no idea how many judges comment on the work. They don't just go and score and rate. They even like comment, oh, I like the typography from this one. I like the color correction of that one. So, of course, there's sometimes some good criticism too. It should improve in here and there. So they really, they just don't go and judge. They really look at the piece. They spend their time. You know, it's just, and I love, like, we have those very diversified judges. So you don't get just one opinion from one corner. You have different corners from different, like, sometimes like a person that does, you know, the sound design for a motion graphic piece, you know. We don't put him just to judge the sound design of a motion design. We put him to judge the motion design part of it, you know, as a viewer. Of course, it's not his craft, but he's a viewer too. If it inspires him, if he feels connected with it. So we really mix it up with all of them. It's not like we have one judge that's just news or not sports. We just, it's like a lasagna. Everybody judges everything. We just like... We have our order, but at the same time, we have a chaos there on who does what. Some judges are like, why am I judging this? That has nothing to do with me. I'm like, just do it.
Yeah, yeah, that's so interesting you said. Yeah. Right, because we're all viewers, even if you're not a specialist in that craft. Okay. We're still all viewers and consumers of motion.
Yeah.
Yeah, yes. That's so interesting. So now, as we look forward to this event and it being live, I'm curious, do you, from where you sit right now, you've obviously got the event all planned out and we're all anxiously awaiting it and can't wait to participate. Do you think the way this goes down, being in the midst of a pandemic and doing it this way online, do you think this will influence the future of the Motion Awards? Like, do you think next year that we will be back to business as usual and hopefully doing this in person at an F5? Or do you think there it might be online or a mixture? Have you guys thought about how that might play out into the future?
Yes. I think this will be very hopeful because we go back and forth, you know, about what's going to happen. And the idea is next year to bring F5 and do the motion awards with us in person. Mm. You know, right now we're very, very hopeful and giving the intention to the universe that in September we will do this in person. You know, we're thinking this as a one-time thing that we do it online, you know, to get connected in the middle of one of the worst crises. But we have to see something and escape for 90 minutes. You know, that's how we're seeing it. We need to, like, you know, be hopeful and escape at least for 90 minutes. Not think about anything else. Just get entertained. That's what our motivation was, too, like, to make it very entertaining, very engaging. You know, it's an entertainment show celebrating our craft, right? It's not just get there and giving the awards on this one. No, we have entertainment, music, DJs, graphics, you know. It's an entertainment show for 90 minutes. I wish we have a stage and we have dancers, but
that'll be you, Carlos.
That will be me.
Yes. Well, so here's a question that I've been asking as I've been talking to a lot of owners of studios. You know, some household names like Jay at Giant Ant and David at Territory and Aaron at Swarovski, and I've been asking everyone that, as you said, Carlos, hopefully, like, fingers crossed, I'm knocking on wood here on my desk, that if the virus is behind us and we're able to come together again as a community in person, is there the potential for a renaissance that when we do come back together, I mean, maybe we're going to party like it's 1999. That's a given, right? But
yeah.
But just is there the possibility? Do you sense that as we move into this next season and we are able to come back together as an industry and spend time together in person, might there be a rebirth or a new spark and something bigger and better that we never imagined emerges?
I will let anyone answer, but I say yes. This is like, you know, every big positive change that has happened in the world goes through a little bit of pain. So I think we're going to be, and I'm an optimist, so I think, you know, we're going to be better than we were before. Everything is going to be, we're going to be more united as a whole world. You know, so I think, yes, to answer your question, yes. It's going to be like a renaissance, a rebirth of every industry, not just motion design.
Yes. And what do you think, Bevan?
Oh, I wholeheartedly agree. I think that, you know, for the motion design community, we are creative problem solvers. And so I know from the people that I talk to at various studios, some amazing work has happened during the last year because circumstances have changed and they've needed to adapt to those circumstances. So that is only one small step or a glimpse into the future, and we've now had to rethink our normal. So our new normal, I can only imagine it being full of brighter days, more creative discoveries. I'm excited for us all to just get under one roof together again too. I mean, that's gonna be revolutionary. It's exciting.
Yeah, I can't help but be excited as well. Millie, I'm curious to hear your perspective on that.
So I'm really excited for the Motion Awards 2021, because if you look at this year, wow, you know, look at the amazing work that's going to come out of it. Like, it's almost like we've all been put in this pressure cooker, you know, and our creativity had to make new pathways, you know, in this new time and working virtually and different studios and how they handled it. So I'm really excited for the call out for 2021, you know, and see how we take all that information and combine it with the amazing platform we have and just continue to be very conscious of the power that we have as visual designers, communicators, and just how do we take this and make the best we can out of it?
Yeah, I think that's such an interesting observation on your part. And what really what all three of you have said in one way or another, that there's this season in history we've been going through, and creatives, I mean, this is what we do. We evolve and adapt and we innovate with, you know, and the more you limit our resources, sometimes the more challenging the problem, the more creativity shines. And I think it's going to be very cool, like you said, Millie, to see that work, that those innovations, that creativity coming out in the Motion Awards. That's going to be a great place to spotlight all of this wonderful stuff being done in the industry.
Look, Joel, we already even set up the dates. We already signed the contracts. Well, we're not going to reveal it yet. that's how good we feel like we're going to be in a year from now. We're going to be in a very, very place, in a better place.
Well, that's exciting.
And we're going to celebrate. Yeah.
Yeah, that gives everyone a sense of, oh, wow, there's really a lot of coordination and planning and everything that you guys have to do behind the scenes. And that I think that's like a good moment for me to say, like, on behalf of everyone in the industry, I'm so thankful. We're all so thankful for the part that each of you plays in the industry, because I know it's far more labor of love than anything else for each of you. Am I right?
Yes. Actually, definitely. One of the things we made the decision that for this, thank you, Joel, for you saying, actually, I send from all of us the thank you back to all of you. Without you, we don't exist, and without us, well, we do exist. No, what I was going to say, like, I one thing of the Motion Awards too, there's not going to be commercial breaks, no sponsors, the tickets, there's no even, and I have the back and forth with my team about, no, at least let them register. I'm like, no, it's going to be like a broadcast. You just click play, that's it. You don't need to register. You don't need to put your email. We don't want, you know, you just want you to click play and get entertained. So It's hassle-free, no sponsors, nothing. So it allows us to do what we do best for us, for you. So we have no influence from outside. So it made it as pure as possible.
Wow. Wow, I'm excited. That's going to be that's a beautiful expression of, I don't know if it was you, Millie, or Bevan that said it's like, it's the show for us, by us.
By us,
and
yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing.
No, I mean, that's what we just keep repeating when people ask us what to expect from the Motion Awards. It is a show for us and by us, you know, because it really is for our unique industry and one that is prevalent on every screen these days. So to hop on what Carlos was saying, we want to make the world, our moms know exactly what we do. Like, we're trying to make the explanation a little bit easier, right? And we're really excited to do it with our community.
So Millie, let me ask you the final question. When is the Motion Awards and how do I go watch?
The Motion Awards Live is this coming Thursday, December 10th, 8 p.m. EST. And you can log in to themotionawards.com for the live streaming event.
Fantastic. Well, I will be there, excited, anticipating a lot of great work, but also just a super cool moment to celebrate our industry. So thank you so much for sitting down and chatting, sharing the story, getting us all excited about it. I'm looking forward to getting this podcast out and getting everybody in the industry to show up and take part and celebrate with us. So thank you, Carlos. Thank you, Bevan. Thank you, Millie.
You're so amazing. Thank you so much for having us.
Awesome. Thank you, Joel. Thank you very much.
You've been listening to the Rev Thinking Podcast. For more information on upcoming accelerators, events, or to learn how RevThink advises creative entrepreneurs like you, connect with us at revthink.com.
I want to tell you about a place to connect that you might not know about. It's our online community called Rev Community. It's a great place to get to know other creative business owners like yourself, to share some thought leadership and read other encouragement, to be challenged in this new marketplace, new technology, ideas, economic trends. And it's a place to research. Check out many of the resources we have online, our videos, and of course, this podcast. Join us today at revthink.com/community. If you're a creative studio owner, feel free to join us today at revthink.com/community. I look forward to seeing you there.